Speaking at a mines ministry workshop on the country's mines and mineral draft policy in Mutare, Moshowe cautioned the diamond firms from creating islands of prosperity in, I quote, a sea of poverty, cautioning this was a recipe for disaster. He cautioned the communities may not continue to tolerate situations where millions are being siphoned out of their communities when they remain in poverty. President Mugabe launched the Marange Zimunya Community Ownership Trust and six others in Manicaland, but Moshowe told the conference ordinary people's lives in the areas have not changed for the better.
The trust was launched. All the other trusts from the six districts were launched, and impressions were given that, like in other provinces, that the communities would benefit. But alas, to date, we are getting into July very soon to complete a 12-month cycle. Absolutely nothing has taken place.
Moshowe says the patience of the people is fast waning, adding it is time the issue is addressed.
I'm speaking on behalf of people of Manicaland. I'm not so sure that the people of Manicaland can continue to watch other provinces benefiting from their resources when their resources here in Manicaland are benefiting other people in other provinces.
The governor adds, it appears the people of the province were being taken for granted by the mining companies. Ironically, the firms are mining in joint ventures with the Zimbabwe Mining Development Corporation.
Employed, they come from other provinces. And we say, are we really taken for granted to that extent? But I'm speaking, representing the people here. These are the things that they bring to me. These are the concerns that they have. And please, we don't mind companies scooping away the wealth from here. But if you build a small island of richness in the middle of a sea of poverty, the sea will drown the island. So let the island realize that it must appease the sea, because the sea cannot continue to hold on to an island when that sea is so hungry and the island doesn't know what to do with the food.
Moshowe said it would be disastrous for the government to allow the situation in Shiadzwa to remain as it is at the moment. At least four diamond mining firms are operating in the area, Mbada Diamonds, Anjin Investments, Marange Resources and DMC, all in partnership with the government. Paul Jordan, a resource-based development consultant from South Africa, who gave his thoughts on the draft policy, said Harare should take a leaf from its neighbors, South Africa, who stipulate that mineral resources belong to the nation. Jordan says Zimbabwe should change archaic mining laws like the 1960 Mines and Minerals Act that he says continue to shortchange the nation.
Where they put it differently, that minerals in the ground belong to the people as a whole, not to the landowner, not to the mining company, but they belong to the people as a whole. As the governor said, islands of prosperity will be overwhelmed by the sea of poverty. And we've had that in South Africa.
Participant Shamiso Mtiso of the Zimbabwe Environmental Law Association says the policy should incorporate rights issues, especially as abuses have been recorded in areas rich in minerals like diamonds.
The issue of human rights is very important, and we expect the policy to have some section on human rights impact assessments by mining companies, or with the oversight played by parliament or any other body that may be created. That is very important in the mining sector.
James Mfumi, the acting director of the Center for Research and Development, an environmental watchdog and human rights organization, says draft policy should be in line with other laws governing the country's resources.
To include the stakeholders that have been indicated by various people that have asked questions, especially EMA, the environmental agency, ZINWA, and local government. Because the situation prevailing on the ground is a situation where EMA is policed just to go and where companies have been already been given issued their mining licenses to police and get revenue. But that revenue is for their management agents. It does not go back to the communities that have been affected by mining operations that are taking place.
Traditional leaders, local non-government organizations, empowerment pressure groups and others were represented at the one-day workshop. Reporting for Studio 7 in Mutare, this is Lloyd Amoyo.